From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Kaysville City Council voted unanimously last night to formally disapprove of Mayor Katie Witt greenlighting a concert for a city park last month that council had said that went against Utah's COVID-19 guidelines. The concert ended up being moved, but Witt said there was a double standard in the way the council responded to the organizer's request to hold the event after she addressed the council and the public in a tense exchange.
If this request had been from Black Lives Matter, would you demand a 30-day waiting period? And would you threaten to turn on sprinklers?
The council decided not to request her resignation because they don't have the power to remove her from office. Witt is also a Republican primary candidate for Utah's 1st Congressional District. That concert has been moved to Iron County, scheduled to happen later this month. Utah Business Revival founder Eric Motzis posted on Facebook that the concert, now being touted as a small business event, is on the calendar for June 13th. The Utah Jazz basketball season will resume after all. The NBA voted yesterday to finish its season in a truncated format in Orlando. 22 teams, including the Jazz, will play 8 more regular season games before the playoffs start. Teams can start practicing again in early July with games set to begin on July 31st. The league suspended its season in early March after Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. Prisons and jails are some of the hardest hit environments in which to contain and prevent the spread of the virus. 47 states are dealing with the infection, but 2 in this region have had no confirmed cases in facilities so far. Amanda Peacher reports.
Both Idaho and Wyoming are still at 0 cases within the inmate population in state correctional facilities. That's according to a report by the Marshall Project. Wyoming doesn't release how many tests is done among prisoners, but Idaho has conducted 62. Those all came back negative. While Wyoming and Idaho may have 0 cases, experts believe that might be attributed to a lack of testing. Some prisons are instituting universal testing for inmates and staff, but at least Idaho is not there yet. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser this morning called for National Guard troops to leave the district. Nearly 200 Utah National Guard service members were deployed to the nation's capital this week at the request of U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Ahead of Bowser's declaration that ended the state of emergency as well, Utah Senator Mike Lee tweeted that the request is unacceptable. In the thread, he says, quote, "Rioting, looting, arson, and vandalism have all disappeared because these soldiers served," end quote. He says they're being, quote, "kicked to the curb by an ungrateful mayor," end quote. Dixie State University football team recently got together not to discuss plays, but to talk about the protests against racial injustice in Utah and nationwide. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's Lexi Peary reports on a Black Lives Matter protest last night that came from that conversation.
Augustus Frazier, who is Black, came to DSU from Los Angeles to play football. The 19-year-old says he's been racially profiled, from people clutching their purses when he walks by to being handcuffed by officers back home. When Frazier was helping to organize this event, he wasn't very hopeful about the turnout, but hundreds of people showed up.
There's so many people here and they all support us. You wouldn't think that, you know, in a predominantly white city that, you know, there'd be so many people here right now, but there are.
About 1/3 of the players on the team are Black, according to head coach Paul Peterson. Peterson, who is white, says having a discussion with the team was eye-opening.
I haven't faced some of the racism and seclusion that they've felt, so it's hard for me to relate. And I thought standing on the sideline and kind of letting it happen without being an active participant was okay. And it's not.
This is the biggest of a few protests that have been held in St. George since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police last week. More are planned for this weekend. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
The Taylorsville man captured on video aiming a bow and arrow at protesters in Salt Lake City over the weekend was charged yesterday with assault and weapons possession. Brandon McCormick was reportedly pushed to the ground on Saturday after pointing that bow and arrow at people protesting the death of George Floyd. People then flipped over his car and set it on fire. Legislation securing water rights for the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation passed the U.S. Senate yesterday. The bill provides the Navajo Nation with the right to take water from the Colorado River Basin and includes over $200 million for infrastructure, which would connect more than 2,000 homes to water, according to Navajo officials. Senator Mitt Romney filed the bill last year to settle a decades-long legal battle over water rights in southeast Utah. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.